But the ship also contained gold coins from France, Celtic hanging bowls from the west of Britain, imperial table silver from Byzantium, and garnets which may have come from India or Sri Lanka. And while ship burial is essentially pagan, two silver spoons clearly show contact, direct or indirect, with the Christian world. These discoveries force us to think differently, not just about the Anglo-Saxons, but about Britain. For whatever may be the case for the Atlantic side of the country, on this side of the island, the East Anglian side, we have always been part of the wider European story, with contacts, trade and migrations going back thousands of years. As I leave Sutton Hoo, I'm struck by a paradox. I travelled here through Constable country, the landscape that's become for us all synonymous with Englishness. The Anglo-Saxon ship burial here takes us at once to the world of Beowulf, the foundation stone of English poetry. You can't help feeling that here you're near the heart of English national identity. Yet, not a single one of the characters in Beowulf is actually English. They're Swedes and Danes, warriors from the whole of Northern Europe. While the ship burial here contains treasures from the Eastern Mediterranean and from India. The history of England that you can tell from these objects is a history of the sea as much as of the land, of an England long connected to Europe and to Asia, which even in 600 AD was being shaped and reshaped by the world beyond itself.